Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third of Footlong Show here on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you going?
I'm doing very well, Darren. How are you?
I am fine. How was your mighty fine weekend?
It was good. I saw the Superman film.
Did you? Yeah. And what did you think of it?
It's not my favourite Superman film, but it was a film.
How many footballs out of five?
Three.
Oh, it's not bad, though. Three's not bad.
Yeah, no, the action sequences were fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I went to a cinema.
Yes, and you did the darkness thing.
I did. Right? I did the pitch black playback.
Yeah, and how was that?
That was excellent. Five footballs out of five.
And can I bring up your Mr. Darcy?
Oh.
Darren did a Mr. Darcy monologue on the weekend.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was if anybody very romantic. Is not Mr. Darcy... Did you feel the romance?
I did. I felt so much romance coming off you. It was just glowing, and you were like, I'm so sincere. Yeah.
Did you see how uncomfortable I was?
Oh, you were so uncomfortable. You were uncomfortable not waiting, and then you were uncomfortable walking down the stairs when you had to do it. You were like, oh.
I know, and everyone was going, oh, swoon. I'm like, oh, God, no. And you were dinner for schmucks, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I still don't know what that film is, but yeah.
No, and I've never watched it. Did you enjoy it?
The monologue?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. Mine was nice and short, so it was good.
I'm so happy that this week, as our week four final of our acting class, we get to do that all over again.
I know, I get to see you as Mr. Darcy again.
Oh,
have
no.
fun.
I'm going to be so overly sincere this week. It's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, gosh. Swoon.
Right, back to the show. What can you expect tonight? Well, you can expect some fave cuisine ranking. You can expect some NFL news. And we are talking all things AFC.
Yeah, it should be exciting. Should we get into the cuisine?
Let's do it. Do you want to do your top five first, or should we go through the ranking of the people?
I can do my top five. Mine is unranked. These were just my top five. They were Spanish, Moroccan, Italian, Vietnamese, and Lebanese food. And that was it.
You do like your international. For me, I went Thai, Italian, Indian, Mexican, Malaysian.
Nice.
Not ranked.
Not ranked.
Not ranked.
No, mine wasn't ranked either.
But when the people vote, it is ranked. And tonight, we have the rankings. So, New Zealand / UK, other, and what? Chinese got zero votes.
What is New Zealand cuisine?
Well, like barbecue. But because we're filmed and recorded in New Zealand, okay. I could have put New Zealand, UK, Australia.
I like a pavlova as much as the next person, but that's it, isn't really.
Yeah, Chinese got zero. Greek got one vote.
I like Greek food.
I like Greek food. Mm. American got 5%. Spanish got 8%. Japanese got 8%. Mexican, 5%.
Do you like lasagna or moussaka more?
Lasagna.
Okay, I like
that. Moussaka's got that sort of like, what's it called?
I just feel like it has more depth of flavour than lasagna.
Is it that, what's those ball
eggplant?
Things for? No, oh, no, I'm thinking ball of some couscous type stuff.
Yes, you're thinking of couscous.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
no,
at all
no,
moussaka
no.
at all.
Oh, good Lord. So the top three, as the people voted, it's all about what the people voted.
Yes.
In third place was Italian, 16% of the vote.
Yeah. That's fair.
In second place, just pipping Italian out of it with 18% of the vote was Thai.
Yeah, okay.
But we had a runaway winner this week.
What?
35%
Japanese?
Of the vote, Indian.
Yeah.
Japanese got 8.
Oh, yeah.
Indian, 35%.
Hands
the
down.
Pacific Coast Sharks and the BOP school flag football team both voted.
Indian food.
And they voted Indian.
That's fair. Indian food is good. I always need a nap after it, though.
I did see a large proportion of English people vote in Indian as well.
And you know they're from England? Did you poll out?
No, I'm looking at some of the people that have voted, and there's a large proportion of English people that voted Indian because chicken tikka masala is now the most eaten food in the UK.
Not tea. Well, tea's not really a food. But if you're eating your tea, there's something gone wrong with it.
That's right.
Unless it's boba tea, and that's delicious.
No, boba tea is disgusting.
Boba tea is amazing.
Nah.
How dare you,
nah,
Darren?
Nah, zero.
Dare you?
Nah, you should be taken off
We're
air.
We're now not allowed in Taiwan. Oh, my gosh, Darren.
Somebody actually commented on the last podcast when they went, I stopped listening when it got to pineapple on pizza.
It's good. It tastes nice. That is definitely a Kiwi food.
Some of the comments we had this week were more questioning the poll. Again, more people trying to be rebellious about the poll. It is my department.
And what,
people
what did
were
you
like, Reese was like, is this based on dining or takeaway? I'm like, oh, God. Now I've got to make it up.
It does actually change where the rankings go.
So I just made a call. I just said, vote dining.
Dining, okay, cool.
Yeah, then people like, can I only choose one? I'm like, yes. Do you go to the poll on election night and go, oh, I don't know. Can I have national and sort of like Labour?
Well,
can I
sort
vote
of
both?
In New Zealand because you can do party vote and then MP.
We don't
district.
Party vote food.
No, I just say that there is actually kind of you can.
Then
do
someone
that.
Threatened to pick other because they wanted to pick more than one. So
that's fine.
Yes, well, it
COVID
wasn't.
Departure.
I told them. I just said get pick. And then someone asked me, what is barbecue?
Barbecue's American.
I said. Go with American or New Zealand.
American.
So those were some of the wonderful food questions that we got this week. So I think we can safely say that Indian
one,
is
yeah.
the choice of
completely
the listeners of the
everyone.
Third and Footlong Show.
I think we should go try some Indian food.
We probably should.
Well, I have eaten Indian food. I don't know why I said it that way. But we should go and eat Indian food together.
Well, after playback, I actually went and had Indian food straight after.
And you have like spicy, don't you?
Yes, I do love spicy.
Yeah, I can't deal with spicy.
Someone who may be listening to the show today offered me curried steak pie today.
Curried steak pie?
Yeah.
But what type of curry?
I think that's the... Or curried mince or something
I
like that.
I have so many... What type of curry?
Oh, it was a pie. It was a pie. What do you want to say about it? It was a pie.
What is the curry inside the pie?
I don't think it was like jalfrezi mince.
I feel like that's such would you like this mystery curry?
Well, that's almost like saying, oh, could I have peppered steak? Oh, what side of pepper? Is it white pepper, is it?
No, but that doesn't change
Come
the
on.
Flavor as much
of
as curry
it
does. If you put, like, Thai chicken curry in a pie, that's very different to, like, butter chicken.
It was not a butter chicken mince pie, I could imagine.
Butter chicken mince pie? You said... What is happening with these pies that you're eating?
I don't know.
So many questions.
We've already had the pie. We've already done the pie vote. The pie chart has been done.
Okay.
Throwbacks. Right, let's get into some news this week. Lots of news. Lots of contract news.
Lots of contract news. Should we start out with that then? Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson signed by the Jets, two young players on opposite side to the ball.
Lots of money.
Yeah, lots
of money. Lots of money. Sauce Gardner, $120 million 4 year. Garrett Wilson, $130 million 4 year, of which $90 million is guaranteed.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cheap for a wide receiver, really.
It is, but you want to hope at $90 million guaranteed that they perform.
Yeah. TJ Watt, current contract, now the highest paid non-QB player in the NFL.
Yeah, $123 million over 3. That had to be done.
Yes, it did.
No one was going to give him $123 million elsewhere.
Some of the, like, Carolina probably would have, actually.
Yeah.
sorry, you said no one else would have, but like, I'm pretty sure the Panthers would
have. Yeah, the Panthers would have done that. And 3 first-round picks as well.
Yes. So.
Yeah, TJ Watt, I mean, obviously... Great last 5 or 6 years. What is he now, 31?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I've told you I think that the Steelers are in a win now and they've got 1 year and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're win now. They're like the Rams did when they won the Super Bowl. It's like everything
but like
on
not
red,
as
black
much.
One or something like that, whatever that casino thing
but it
is.
It feels like they aren't getting as much as the Rams did.
No.
Yeah.
No, so the Jets are on hook for a fair bit of money. Trey Smith.
And George
talking
Palaftis.
Of high, just, yeah, George Palaftis. Talking about high paid, the highest paid guard in history, $92 million over 4 years.
Yeah.
They
kind of had to pay him because the O-line around Patrick Mahomes is terrible sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be interested in talking about Chiefs later and what happens if Patrick Mahomes gets injured. Because
if he gets injured,
they're
done.
Doomed. It's
done.
Over.
It's completely
it's
done.
It's the Miami Dolphins 2024 all over again.
Important player in the league to a team.
Yes.
By far, yeah, no.
One bit of surprising news, Mike Williams of the Chargers retiring at 30 years old after just signing a one-year extension.
Yes, I think he's just had way too many injuries. And can't do it anymore.
But 30's young guy.
He's had so many injuries. Do you want to come back again and again?
Well, I don't know. For $10.5 million, yeah.
I know. Actually, I was going to talk about it later because they need to sign another wide receiver.
Yeah.
Probably Cooper, I assume, from he's still a free agent, or Gabe Davis.
Cooper.
Amari Cooper,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Von Miller signed with the Commanders?
Yes, $10.5 million, one-year deal. Ah, that's sweet. The thought that he was potentially going to go back to the Broncos and do it all again didn't happen. No, I think the Broncos are going in a totally different direction to that because they were filled with sort of journeymen and now the Russell Wilson get out of here and all of that sort of stuff. They are going totally the opposite direction. Talking to the Broncos, Jahdae Barron finally.
Signed,
finally. $18 million, 4 years. Hasn't even took a snap.
I know, but he's still quite cheap.
I know, but...
Very cheap.
There's good in college and there's good in the NFL.
Yes, there is.
$18
million. Do you not think he'll be good for the Broncos?
Do you see this current thing of, like, people in being drafted holding out for big money? Because it seems to have happened. He was one of two.
Yes,
Shamar Stewart, who...
His is over terms in his condition, like in the conditions of the contract.
Behavioural terms.
Yes.
If he doesn't behave in a certain way. So what have the Bengals seen that you would want to put a clause like that in a contract?
Well, they did it to the previous years as well. It's just so they don't have to pay money.
Also, the Broncos signed the other outstanding rookie that they signed, R.J. Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
$7.36 million over 4 years. That's not 18.
No, that's not 18.
No, that's not 18. What did we have? Well, Kansas needed to sign some people after Rashee Rice got arrested.
Yes.
Involved in a traffic accident, 30 days in jail.
Yeah.
Very un-Chiefs-like.
What, that he
That was sarcastic.
I know, I was thinking you were being sarcastic, but I didn't want to say anything. Bengals signed Desmond Ridder back to Cincinnati.
They
did.
Some
more positive news.
Back from the former Bearcat.
Yes, and now back.
Desmond Ridder. They want to hope Joe Burrow doesn't get injured.
I know, but it's actually nice, like, homecoming
story. It's a nice story. I know you think that I just trashed your nice story when you wanted to come back positive, and I
know,
Nah.
And then finally, in some fun news, Jimmy Graham completed the Arctic Challenge in record time for a mixed-gender team.
Yes, indeed. Rowing roughly 584 nautical miles across the Arctic Ocean in a little over 10 days.
Do you see how tiny the boat is?
Oh, no.
I know.
Insane.
Absolutely not.
But beat the previous record by 5 days.
Yeah.
Insane. And I'll tell you something interesting, because you know I like to look around the local scene.
The local scene?
And he says, a local scene, now just about to talk about an Australian-American football team. The Perth Broncos. Apparently an administrative oversight at the Perth Broncos means that they are going to have to close after 37 years because they can't field a team.
That's sad.
That is real sad.
Why are you saying only sad news?
Because that's me. Someone's got to balance up your over-happiness.
My over-happiness?
The Perth Broncos will be back.
I can't say I've ever been described as overly happy, but sure, I'll take it. Should we talk about some happier things of the state of the AFC?
Let's do it, because these are going to be interesting. We're going to start with the AFC North, I reckon.
AFC North.
Which
the division that did not deliver last year.
No, but I think is the division that's going to have the most drama this year.
But is that just due to one certain quarterback that you seem to dislike?
That's incredibly unfair. There's at least three quarterbacks in that division who I immensely dislike.
Oh, no. Sure, you rank the ones that Darren dislikes the most.
Can you guess the three?
I can guess the three.
Go for it.
I can say that one of them is not Joe Burrow because he's from LSU.
Oh, Joe Burrow's the god. No,
so,
it is not Joe Burrow. So who are the three?
The rest of them.
Yes.
Well, there's only four teams in the division.
But the Browns have got 98 quarterbacks, so it could be one of those 98 quarterbacks.
Yes, it could, but it is at least one of them.
Which one? Come on.
So it's between Shadur Sanders, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco, and I think you're going to say Kenny Pickett.
No, it's not.
Oh, Shadur Sanders?
No, hell no.
I thought you liked Shadur Sanders.
Colorado Buffs.
Confused.
I love the Colorado Buffs. Love Dion.
Dylan Gabriel has not really been talked about at all, so it must be Joe Flacco.
It is. It is for numerous reasons.
And what would these numerous reasons
I can't, because
be?
Then it would give away my team. And we're not allowed to talk about our team.
I know, that is the Darren rule of the podcast.
No, it is. Oh, do you want to talk about it then?
I don't mind talking about it.
Did you want to go there?
I'm happy, but I feel like we may need to talk about all the other teams.
Let's do it,
not
then.
Just Joe Flacco.
Let's do it. Right, let's go. So me, I think it's the division, the drama division of the NFL.
It also is the three highest non-QB contracts in the NFL.
Yes. Mm. So you talk about the Browns first. Their draft rank was number 6. Yes. They got Mason Graham, Dylan Gabriel, Shadur Sanders. But again, Flacco's back. As you said, Pickett's there. Who? I don't know. It's probably Flacco, right?
Flacco will start, and I think Sanders will start at some point too.
Myles Garrett re-signed after saying, "On my dead body, am I never going to sign for this team again?" But yeah, then, amazing what $30 million can do for you.
Guess who's back again?
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Back again. Who's back?
This one's done. Yeah, I really wish he like, went back to Detroit, because that would be like a funner story.
They've lost Nick Chubb and Elijah Moore.
Mm-hmm.
For me, these are fourth in that division.
The Browns?
Yeah.
I would have thought you'd put the Steelers fourth.
No, they're coming next.
The Bengals' defense is so bad, though. I feel so sorry for Joe Burrow.
Well, no, but Joe Burrow caused that.
Because he wanted
Because he wanted those wide receivers. Yeah. So he caused that. Their draft rank is 31. And the one player they did actually draft may never play for them.
Do you think Zach Taylor's on the hot seat? Because he's got rid of a DC, and that normally signals that you're a bit on the hot seat because you need to make some sort of drastic change.
He's 100% on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with that. I mean, T. Higgins is back. Jamar Chase is back. Trey Hendrickson still not happy.
No.
Shamar Stewart still not signed.
Yes.
Ugh. I didn't see they lost many major players because, to be honest, apart from those are their major players.
Can I tell you the team identity I gave them?
Go on.
Ice Age Meltdown, because Joe Cole is ice, but they're going to have a meltdown on defense.
They possibly did, but last year they just had... All you got to do as the Bengals is just score 35 and you can beat most teams.
But they did do that and they lost.
They came close. Only because the Kansas City Chiefs threw the last game of the season to put the Bengals out.
Yes.
And put the Broncos in. That's the only reason. Otherwise, the Bengals were in the playoffs and they could have caused damage.
They could have.
Because they were hot.
What team have we not talked about?
We haven't talked about the Steelers.
Or the Ravens.
No. Draft pick ranking number 20 for the Steelers. Derek Harmon, Will Howard came in. That's their QB pick when everyone thought they were going to pick Shadur. Additions, Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Can't believe Devontae Adams didn't go there. He goes everywhere that Aaron Rodgers goes.
I know, and he went to the Rams instead.
That's right. They've lost Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Najee Harris, George Pickens. That's a pretty big fall.
Yes, it's a very big fall.
That's a big fall. I think the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, I think they're third in that division.
And then second are the Bengals for you, and first Ravens? Or
yeah.
First
yeah.
Bengals, okay.
Yeah. John Tor Ravens?
Sure.
Draft rank 12. Malachi Starks.
So I really thought you were saying that there was malarkey going on, and I wanted this to be explained.
I was reading my notes and I went, what are you talking about?
Malachi Starks. Yes, and they needed a safety because their Adarius Washington, who was a good safety for them, tore his Achilles and is out for the season, so that's sad.
But they've locked in Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins is there, and their only real losses, I think, Deontay Johnson and Justin Tucker.
Yes.
Now, Tucker hasn't been as prolific for them, but he's still probably top three kicker of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Still a big loss. Yeah. So, but he can't play for anyone for forever at the moment.
I think the Ravens had this question of, are they ever going to do it, hanging over them? So they're kind of almost a bit boring to talk about because you're like, they'll be there in the end, but will they actually be there? Who knows?
Well, they are. I think that window is closing.
I know, but then they'll refresh because they always do that, and then they'll always just constantly be in the playoffs. And that can you, like, how many
years? I think that window's closing.
No, but the window is closing. Then they rehashed and they got back in the playoffs, and then it's just you're waiting and waiting for what?
Yeah,
they're like the team fans that you go, oh yeah, they're in the playoffs again.
Yeah,
surprise? No,
no, no. They're going to be there, but again, Lamar's record in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we now go on to probably what I think is the most boring division in the AFC. That's the AFC South.
I think it's exciting because I have no idea what's going on and I love it.
Nah.
Also, I love the Texans defense and I actually think they could be the number one defense in the league this year.
No.
Yes.
Not a chance.
Yes.
Not even close.
Yes. They have a really good secondary and a very
good
line.
Not even close.
Why not even close?
No.
Who do you think will be the number one defense?
Top five.
Or who do you think will be the number one defense?
I think when you look at what the Denver Broncos have done,
Okay.
They're just loaded.
I have heard you complain about their defensive coordinator, though.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan.
What's happening here, Darren?
I don't know. Anyway, Texans, draft rank 15, signed Nick Chubb, the aforementioned, CJ Gardner-Johnson, and lost Stephon Diggs, which I don't think was a big loss.
No, and completely overhauled the offensive line.
Yeah. Colts, draft rank 27, they got Tyler Warren, tight end, good pick. Another one of those, who's going to be the QB?
Yes, and Sneakley have a very good receiving room.
Yes.
Like, really good. I actually think at some point Kirk Cousins will be on this team this year.
Wow, that's a bit cool.
Well, he's an aging white quarterback and they seem to have a type.
Yes, well, Anthony Richardson claims he's going to be back in time.
I don't know. He's obviously, his shoulder is very injured.
Yeah.
Because it's now a constant thing, which is unfortunate for him because it's horrible to have an injury that's just going to last for the rest of your life.
Daniel Jones, probably, I think, is week one starter. Jacksonville Jaguars, draft rank 16, took draft Travis Hunter.
I'm so excited to see.
Honestly, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
You actually see him in person.
I'm actually
going to
be there. I'm so excited.
They're like the most exciting team to me in the AFC.
But no notable sign. When I was looking through who they signed, I was like,
No notable signings. A notable loss at tight end.
Yes.
I think they should trade
Evan
for a good tight end.
Yes. Devin Duvernay is gone as well.
Yes.
So, and then that leaves us with the Titans, who remarkably got a draft rank of number 5.
That's probably because they signed a quarterback.
Yeah, Cam Ward, number 1 overall. Tyler Lockett, Van Jefferson also joined as well.
I just think this might be Bears 2.0, where you see the coaching staff gone.
Yeah. There's everyone's on the hot seat in there.
It's flaming. It's flame grilled.
My notes here is I put no notable losses, which probably sums up the fact that they had no notable players to start with.
Yeah. Hopkins got lost last year.
I'm so happy with myself for that line.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, aren't I just?
Bills, do you think they'll go to the Super Bowl this year? Everyone else seems to think that.
I'm not.
I
was super excited about this division, and then the Dolphins have completely melted down.
Yes.
The Bills, $330 million 6-year contract. Insane.
I don't know what it is about the Bills, but something about them just doesn't feel quite like they're going to the Super Bowl.
It's a coach. I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can get in there. I think he's too defense-minded.
But their defense hasn't actually been that good.
No. I mean, they're interesting. They draft rank 14, Elijah Moore, Shaq Thompson, and have lost Amari Cooper and Von Miller.
Yeah.
I don't think they're massive losses. I mean, again, I think these are the Ravens of the AFC East. That window is really closing.
Yes, and I don't know if they're going to do it.
No. Dolphins draft rank 26, Kenneth Grant they took. Then they've also picked up Darren Waller, Zach Wilson. But their losses, they're big.
The most important rookie? Quinn Ewers, because he will play at some point.
Yeah, because we know that Tua can't stay.
Yeah, healthy.
Can't stay healthy. But again, we see what happens to Miami.
Yes.
They've got ready-made receivers. They've got lightning-like team.
Yeah.
But again, I think their window's gone.
Oh, it's well gone.
I think their window's gone. Is Tyreek going to be there?
I don't think so. And I think Tua will want out by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Waddle's
the other big
Waddle's
receiver,
really good,
is it?
Yeah.
Waddle's a great receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And their line, like their D line's actually pretty good. They get injured a bit, but they've got some talent there, too.
But their losses are Raheem Mostert, Jonnu Smith, Calais Campbell, Jalen Ramsey. I looked through and looked at their total.
They
so
did
most
sign
teams.
Darren Waller, though.
They did.
Out of retirement.
But I looked through all the teams of what they lost. Miami have lost 24 players.
Yes, and some of them have vocally disowned being part of the Miami
Dolphins.
Culture
is.
Yeah. So, Patriots, a bit of a culture turnaround there.
Yeah, well, they've got the old boy back in town, Vrabel. What is going on with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft at the minute? Like, hanging poo on each other, like,
why
publicly.
Why are you so negative?
No, I'm not, but it's just like, let it go, both of you. You're like 106 each.
I don't know why they do it.
I feel sorry for Belichick in this, because it feels like it's all coming from Kraft.
I don't know why anything of that is coming out. Just move on. Like, you've both moved on. Move on.
But what's interesting, Patriots, their draft rank number 1.
Yeah, they did draft some good players.
Will Campbell. Trevion Henderson picked up Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
They got, and then if this is, this all comes down to though whether Drake May is the Drake May they thought they were getting.
Which everyone seems to say he is.
Yep.
And they have a good running game to support him. It's just the offensive line I still have many questions about.
Yeah.
Because is it good enough?
You know Vrabel will sort the D. There's no problem.
Oh,
that's going to happen,
no
right?
No issue with that.
They've lost Jacoby Brissett, Joe Milton, who never really got a chance, and Joey Sly.
Yes.
Reasonable kicker. But Patriots, we didn't really say where we thought the AFC South. You always think the Texans are going to win it. And then probably the Colts second, the Jags third,
second for me.
And Titans last. I think Cam Ward's got too much to come.
I think AFC East, but Bills probably first. And yeah. Jets second, yeah.
Oh, we haven't talked about the Jets, have we? Draft rank number four, which surprised me. Armon Membu, Mason Taylor, and they've picked up Justin Fields. So, yeah. Lost Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
I just think the pickup of Aaron Glenn as head coach is a really good pickup.
Yeah.
It's and I think their defense
the
is good.
Lions.
Oh, it's going to hurt the Lions a lot, but it's about the Jets, and I think they're going to be better this year.
Yeah, I think the Bills won. I'm going to surprise you here. I'm going to put Patriots too.
You see, I think everyone's really hot on the Patriots, and I'm not so sure, because the more research I did on them, because I was hot on them, and then the more research I did on them, I was like, oh, no.
Dolphins last.
Yeah, let's,
Now the most fascinating division in football.
Yep.
Andy Reid, Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Bo Nix, Geno Smith, Patrick Mahomes,
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. I was getting to him last.
No, you weren't.
Fascinating division.
I know, and I quite like Justin Herbert.
I reckon every team in this division could end up with a winning record.
100%. I do feel like the Los Angeles Chargers, though, their moves just felt like they lost someone and then replaced them with the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like, there didn't seem to be much talent acquisition or talent loss.
No. I mean, the Chiefs, their draft rank was 13. Picked up Gardner Minshew and Bailey Zappi. Back to my point, Mahomes goes down.
Gone.
They're done.
Oh, they're done. Completely
no
done.
Notable new signings either, I didn't really see.
No, just the re-signing of the two Chiefs stars.
Yeah, and they lost, they re-signed a lot of people.
Yes.
And paid a lot of money. DeAndre Hopkins, Samaje Perine, gone.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers, draft rank 19, got a Marion Hampton. Also,
they really
picked up,
need to add another wide receiver.
Yeah, they do.
Desperately to help.
Najee Harris, lost J.K. Dobbins, injured, but good player. Joey Bosa.
But then signed to the running back.
Say again?
Drafted the running back in the second round.
Yes.
Oh, first round, second round.
Yeah, Amari Hampton, number nine. Yeah, they picked him up about 18, 19, something like that. Dobbins, Bosa, Asante Samuel Jr. gone. I don't know. I don't think they've got enough.
No, I don't. I'm not high at all on the Chargers.
No.
I'm a bit higher on the Raiders. I'm not super high on the Raiders. I just think they're going to be a fun team because Pete Carroll will make it a fun team. And I quite enjoy the running game that was going to be coming because Chip Kelly did actually work a lot on his running game in college. So
yeah, draft rank number 8, Ashton Jente. Sorry, I've got a cough. Geno Smith, Raheem Mozart, Jeremy Chin.
I'll just keep talking. You cough. So yeah, the Raiders, Pete Carroll, Geno Smith. I think it's going to be an exciting year. And then the Chiefs again. If they lose Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be really bad. And Denver Broncos finally finishing off with the Orange Crush team.
Yeah, probably the best defensive football. Draft rank number 2. Picked up the aforementioned Jade Barron, RJ Harvey, and took a punter from Australia.
Yes, but they really need to draft or trade for a running back. It has to happen. You cannot go forward with the running backs they have on the roster.
No. J.K. Dobbins, Evan Ingram, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, and lost Javonte Williams and Cody Barton.
And they have arguably one of the better linebackers in the league at Nick Benito.
So what's your pick for that division?
I'm not actually sure yet. To be fair, I haven't actually got my predictions done. I'm going to wait till after training camp because there's always some
Here's my quick
going
one.
On.
I reckon Chiefs are still probably going to win it just about. Broncos second, Raiders third, Chargers fourth.
Mm.
So that's where I think it is. So that's pretty much our show.
Yeah, no, we've got prediction week coming up in a few weeks, so you'll see our solidified playoff predictions.
So yeah, so next week we are hoping to have another special guest to interview on the show, so listen out to that as we continue to feature on local football. But that's everything for us tonight. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget all of our normal social places where you can find us. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT, and have a lovely week.
Thank you. See you next Monday. Our diverse